Hey guys, welcome to the fifth episode of Live It Up on Byte on Anchor. And I want to see that every time it's here. So we can show you that it's here for the episode of the fifth episode. So I need to say about my school that the second part will be short at school and our home will be long, okay? Our home will be long depending on my time and a day for me, okay? That was I said, depending on my views and opinions. That was my plan. Just waiting to my tweets, to post my tweets. Just waiting for my tweets to give on. Just waiting for my tweets to give on. And done. Maybe that is it. So because of the Asian Television Awards 2020 for the 24th Asian TV Awards, a few reacting to animations for Asian animations dedicated to Malaysia, Singapore, and the Philippines and South Korea. So let's react to it, what it was. Best preschool program, DDN France, MeSat Broadcast Network, Systems, SDN BHD, and DD Animation Malaysia. I do not know about this network, and they're both best 3D animated program, Treehouse Detectives, or South Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, but I don't know about this was. And the best 2D animated program, Barangay 143, Synergy 88 Entertainment, GMA 7 Philippines, and that's the proud for Barangay 143 fans worldwide to watch the show on GMA Network, made by TV Asahi. And my tweet is congrats to August Media Holdings and Moispear, as well as Julian San Jose, Migo Wu Madrid, and Kelly Day. So congrats all of these staffs who voiced their work for the anime. So congrats to them. Congrats to them for the anime Barangay 143 on GMA Network. We love you, my fans, and their program to show you. Wow. This is really very, very happy to see all the programs that I watched. It's very, very funny to watch. Yesterday, I reacted to the Nickelodeon news about Sunny Day on Nickelodeon and Nick Jr. And that's what about the article says. It says here that Nickelodeon removes Sunny Day from schedules globally. It's strange, seems to be happening. One of Nickelodeon's most popular anime series, Sunny Day, is being removed from the schedules of Nick Jr.'s channels globally. It was reported that Sunny Day will be taking a break from airing on the Nick Jr. channel in the U.S. However, this decision seems to have spread to Nick Jr.'s channels worldwide, including Nick Jr. channels in Europe and Latin America. New episodes of Sunny Days were set to air on Nick Jr. in Germany and CEE. However, these have now been postponed. Sunny Day is being aired on Nick Jr. in New Zealand due to Christchurch shooting. And because of the voice actors are moving on to move other projects, the characters are needs to be aging. The characters needs to be grow by aging when they turn adults. The whereabouts of Sunny Day and when the show is likely to return, the lineup has yet to be revealed by Nickelodeon. Although the show is currently off schedules in many countries, each localized Nick Jr. website still has a Sunny Day show page featuring information about the series as well as short form clips and games. In US, fans can unlock full-length episodes of Sunny Day on Nick Jr. and the Nick Jr. app. Sunny Day centers on Sunny, a 10-year-old master hairstylist entrepreneur who uses creative the following summer to tackle any dilemma that series in her side of the friendly falls. Initially greenlit for 40 episodes, Sunny Day debuted on Nickelodeon in August 2017 and has since rolled out on Nickelodeon and Nick Jr.'s channels worldwide. Nickelodeon renewed the show for a second season, which is currently airing. Although unconfirmed, it's thought that Sunny Day has wrapped production with staff going on to work on Nickelodeon's and Silvergate's upcoming preschool series made by Maddie. So their characters will be growing by aging to be grow when they turn adults and graduate schools. There's also the last stories of Guido Martina made by If Edizioni and If Idea Partners, which has two Instagram accounts. Instagram on Twitter. And I'm lacking to happiness for Donald Duck's popularity in Europe. But not in America. And the only Instagram video idea partners has one video of Paprinic based on DuckTales, and this is really what they shared, DuckTales of Donald Duck for Disney endorsements. This is really fun for endorsements. So this issues related to distribution of the last two numbers of 2019 seem have resolved. The Paprinic, the origin of myth. I see that the six stories of Paprinic will be the last stories of Guido Martina. Even as so for DC endorsements, Paprinic voice of John Cheadle. A Boxian modulator of DuckTales. And I really know what that means of Paprinic Topolino comics in Italian. So let me know in the comments below on Byte Forum. And finally, before the second part, will be short at school and home at long. Miracle Belt Magic tweeted that hide and seek while reporting for looking for Tokyo Disneyland. She saw Tokyo Disneyland's Monster Incorporated ride and go seek, and she has a size of Disney merch. Wow, on Bay FM, she looks pretty cool. And she has looks very, very beautiful at the Japanese radio station of the podcast. That's a variation of the Japanese radio station for Disney at Radico, Koinani TFM. Wow. The helmet she was looking for at the attraction will be Sori herself. She got a hat from Tokyo Disneyland and Monsters Incorporated. So wow. She has a inside there were buildings. Street buildings in Tokyo Disneyland, and has Sully and the girl monster has two eyes. That has the Ghost of Monsters Incorporated, made by Pixar. She has to deal with it within tours of the Monsters Incorporated as Mike has a lots of blue hats. Mike has blue hats from Disney Pixar's the launch visit at Koinani Bellstaff's. Hide and seek in the dark. She finds Boo. Mike and Sully at Tomorrowland, Tokyo Disneyland. They become an attraction of Disneyland. She's a fan of Tokyo Disneyland. She's very happy about it for Belle Life's appearance. It's pretty fun. She can buy some merch from Nice Goods from Monster Inc. Company Store. She's at Sweetheart Cafe at Tokyo Disneyland World Bazaar. And that's happening for Veltube's Tokyo Disneyland's Monster Incorporated by Pixar. So I'll record the second part short for school and long at home. So be respect and safe about it. See you in the next part. Hey guys, the second part is very short. So in the afternoon, I talk about one news about Mega Man on Cartoon Network. So it's pretty crazy. Mega Man Fully Charged Season 2 isn't happening for Mega fans and for Japan fans. It has been solid 8 months since the season finale of Mega Man Fully Charged aired in the United States. And within that time, there's been no word from Wild Brain on the prospects of a second season. No announcements, no press releases, nothing has to be said about Mega Man Fully Charged Season 2. Speaking under condition of anonymity with Walkman Corner. Two former members of the Fully Charged production team have come forward to explain why. If season two starts up right after season one, I will probably still be working at DHX on it. Recall one of our sources, the initial plan was to roll everyone over onto season two right after season one had finished. According to our sources, members of the Mega Man Fully Charged crew were told from the beginning that a second season was going to happen. In fact, pre-production on season two began roughly halfway into developing of season one. Everyone with a pencil in hand, golden running our second source. We are excited to keep our ball rolling. We have so many ideas. The first wall of season two, we're reading since after all new characters are being made out of our first source. There was a post-mortem meeting with production leads and studios animators that were telling us that there were certain issues or comments that we thought it would be for initial production going forward to season two. We were messaging our lead for them to bring up to take into consideration of working on the next season. While Kuma members sent their message up for the latter, project leaders were already in the midst of plotting out very stressful changes for season two, such as getting rid of a previous layout in favor while getting animation at task, while giving the men more time to work on each episode. Pre-production on season two was off to a relatively good start. Spirits are high and everyone was excited to roll on over to season two. But thing was, season two wasn't actually greenlit artificially. We wanted to know what we'll be getting our contracts extended or what. We counted our source. Our producer said that they're very transparent on the whole process of going to and let us know about the process of getting season two greenlit. DHS was in talks or Dentsu about funding season two, but nothing has been signed or agreed upon yet. We're working on it. Another couple of months ago, Fully Charged crew are starting to feel antsy. In words, it's never fun if you're in person not rolling without a job in a couple of months. As production on season one began, Twin Down season two was still 99 greenlit. And that our antsy feeling on have is placed by true antsy. We're all kind of sweating because the longer they take to confirm season two, the longer it will be before production then can begin. The bigger break we have to take between contracts, more time or not being paid, we shall continue working on Mega Man. And just wait became absolutely unbearable. The Fully crew were finally told what the holdup was. What was talking to green light so long to having us to wait. DHS wanted to structure the second season. We said on what sources. Sisu was going processes of 26 episodes for running 11 minutes each. It was going to be a smaller season for some quality and whole quantity. Dentsu had a second season for Russia. We're ready to fund it, but DXS wanted to do something a little different that budget. That's it well with Dentsu. Like explained by his sources, Dentsu Entertainment wanted to air season one and season two back in Japan as one long 78 episode show. Dentsu should budget Fully Charged for that very process. However, GSX was aware that they wanted to put the budget of the last four or six episodes in season two into green online to promote the show. DHS wanted a smaller season with freedom as well as to create a series of 3-2 minute short skits featuring day love in the world of measure or fun little music videos. These skits will have been published exclusively to Wild Brain's YouTube channels, which make up a large part of their business. Dentsu wasn't enough having any of that, said source. They wanted to have all the money to go as a full 26 episode, or they weren't going to fund their part of the show. While the disparity between TXS and Dentsu played a large role in season 2's fate, other factors also played a part. The network cartoons meetings. If I will recall correctly, began source, there was a even time a lot of her heads of TXS ended up flying to California, the Cartoon Network, to ask. Oh, what is going on? That's true. We all pretty lack of promotion of Cartoon Network side. Not to mention it's horrible 6 a.m. Sunday morning times a lot. Not my friends about our soy's hands. Neither one of my sources are covered fully charged will return for a second season. Groundwork before it does exist. And when season 2 will be realized, it will like the following to tie to the production team. I think you just have move on, said one of the sources. Either transfer to work on Zero to Province or at Wild Brain, or like some of my friends, I've jumped to the ship different jobs and studios entirely. While the book may be closed on season 2 for now, it was noting that at the time of writing, there's some interest in Wild Brain to leverage season 1 a little bit longer. That could be mean the show will appear on other platforms and different markets. So, Japanese fans and worldwide fans cannot renew for a second season. And if you watch it, please go to a link. Oh, the link is Mega Man articles. And this is very short, so it's very long at home after school. So I'll continue the second part. So for the next part, I think that Donkey Hori will release in winter 2021, and that's really, really exciting for PBS Kids, Fred Rogers Productions, and Spiffy Pictures, which were founded by David and Nada Rubin and Fred Rogers. So it's happy to see the new spin-off series based on Fred Rogers Productions, and I'm pretty kind. Donkey appear in 59 episodes between 1968 and 1993. PBS ordered 40 half-hour episodes, each containing two 11-minute stories of the new live-action puppet series, which will feature new music and reimagined versions of Roger songs. Donkey Hori, designed for children ages 3 to 5, is a co-production with Deerfield, Illinois-based Spiffy Pictures, and is currently in production at PBS station WTTW in Chicago. But however, Sesame Street is not a PBS production, which is not a WNET productions in New York, and it's still pretty hard to produce episodes on WarnerMedia and Sesame Workshop. Created with a social emotional curriculum inspired by Roger Cilio's side, Donkey follows the adventures and of the granddaughter of the original Donkey Hori character, who is now known as Grumpy Hori. The series is set in someplace else, a location from the neighborhood of make-believe in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. In each episode, Purple and Donkey, Panda, Duck Duck, and Bob Dog come up with solutions to everyday childhood frustrations and challenges. Ellen Doherty said, Donkey Hori grew out of an office conversation about other characters from the neighborhood of make-believe, besides those on the Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, that might be able to enter a series. Looking at the list of characters' names, Donkey Hori jumped out because it's funny, it makes you giggle, Miss Doherty said. Initially, the thought was to make Donkey Hori as an anime series, because Puppets are harder to develop these days, but they decided on puppets because they better fit the stories they wanted to tell. You get as much great comedy and drama from puppets as it's different from an animation, Miss Dolly said. It's so much fun. It's great to be back in this world, and really, puppets that are really fuzzy have so much texture. It's a world that's huggable. And this is very, very excited about the show on PBS. Well, speaking about that, on EW, really think about it. It follows a different structure, according to Entertainment Weekly. So I see offer digital content such as games and learning materials that will launch in tandem with the series on platforms like PBSKids.org and free PBSKids game app. In the show's predecessor, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, the show debuted on PBS Kids in 2012 and was renewed for its fifth season in July. So, this is pretty, pretty amazing. This one. Very congrats to all Donkey Hardy fans. The thing is, Lizzie McGuire, creator, exit showrunner post on Disney Plus Revival. It seems like Minsky is stepping away from her role as showrunner on the upcoming revival of the series for Disney Plus. A new showrunner has not yet been named. Fans have a sentimental attachment to Lizzie McGuire and high expectations for a new series, said a Disney spokesperson. After filming two episodes, we concluded that we need to move in different creative directions and are putting a new lens on the show. Production of the show has been placed on hiatus amid the transition at Disney, says a new showrunner for the series. Hilary Duff is currently honeymooning with Matthew Coma in Mozambique. The new Miss Lizzie McGuire is later to pick up as Hilary Duff's title character is just about to turn 30. Original star Hilary Duff was said to reprise the role as Lizzie navigating ups and downs of adulthood with a little help of her old friends, some new ones, her well-meaning family, and her 30-year-old alter ego in animated form. So, this is it. The Lizzie McGuire revival is putting on hiatus as Hilary and Matthew Coma are currently in Mozambique, where Terry Minsky left the show on Disney Plus, and I'm very upset. The final news article is what my dad bought Google Home Mini at Walmart or Best Buy. I don't know. The new Google Home Mini includes, what is that? Features. Maybe some features to stock on. Well, maybe. includes, man. Man. Spotify, Google Play Music, YouTube, and Netflix that watch shows and videos and music that are suitable for people that can use Google Home Mini. That my dad bought a new Google Home Mini to test how to speak Google Home Mini. So that's about it. Please sure to think about the comments on Biden forums, and I hope to see the weekend rewind for Biden fans. So see you to say goodbye for now. Bye.